Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a company that's been making waves in the networking space, especially with the rise of AI and cloud computing. I'm talking about Arista Networks, ticker symbol ANET. If you're looking to invest in a tech stock with serious growth potential, stick around because we're breaking down everything you need to know, from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. All right. Before we crunch the numbers, let's set the stage. Arista Networks is a key player in the cloud networking solutions game. Based out of Santa Clara, California, they've been around since 2004 and have built a reputation for delivering high-performance networking gear for data centers, enterprises, and hyperscalers. Think of them as the backbone behind some of the biggest tech infrastructures out there. With AI and data demands exploding, Arista's in a sweet spot, and we're going to unpack why investors are paying attention. So who exactly is Arista Networks? Well, they design and sell networking solutions that power modern cloud environments. Their flagship products include the Extensible Operating System, or EOS, and CloudVision, a management platform that automates and optimizes network operations. They cater to a wide range of clients across the Americas, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia Pacific. Led by CEO Jayshree Ullal, Arista has around 4,400 employees and operates in the competitive computer hardware industry within the broader tech sector. Their mission? To make networks faster, more reliable, and ready for the AI era. That's the kind of innovation that gets Wall Street excited. Now let's talk money, specifically Arista's revenue streams. In 2024, they reported total revenue of about $7 billion, a solid jump from the $5.86 billion in 2023. Breaking it down, their product segment dominates, bringing in roughly $5.88 billion, while services contributed around $1.1 billion. Geographically, the Americas, and specifically the U.S., are their bread and butter, accounting for $5.73 billion and $5.66 billion, respectively. EMEA chipped in with $713 million, and Asia-Pacific added $561 million. This heavy reliance on the U.S. market shows strength but also hints at potential risks if regional demand shifts. Still, the growth trajectory here is impressive, fueled by demand for AI-ready infrastructure. Moving on to earnings, Arista has been crushing it lately. For Q4 2025, they beat Wall Street expectations with strong sales and earnings, as reported in recent news. Full-year 2025 numbers show revenue hitting $9 billion, up from $7 billion in 2024, with net income soaring to $3.51 billion compared to $2.85 billion the prior year. Earnings per share also jumped to $2.79 from $2.27. That kind of profitability is a green flag for investors. Their guidance for Q1 2026 also looks optimistic, with sales projections topping estimates. Clearly, Arista is riding the AI infrastructure wave, and their results reflect that momentum. Let's dig a bit deeper into what management has been saying. During their Q3 2024 earnings call, Arista highlighted revenue of $1.81 billion, a 16.6% year-over-year increase, driven by enterprise and cloud demand. They emphasized their leadership in AI networking, with innovations like multi-hundred gigabit switching gaining traction. Management also pointed to strong gross margins, around 64%, and a focus on operational efficiency. They're confident about capturing more market share, especially as data center needs grow. This kind of commentary shows they're not just performing well, but are strategically positioned for the future. All right, let's pop the hood on Arista's financial health. Looking at their 2025 balance sheet, they're sitting on $1.96 billion in cash and equivalents, with total assets of $19.45 billion. Their current ratio is a healthy 3.05, meaning they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. On the income side, gross profit margin stands at an impressive 64%, and net profit margin is nearly 39%. These are elite numbers for a tech company. Return on equity is solid at 31%, showing they're generating strong returns for shareholders. They've got no debt to speak of, with a debt-to-equity ratio of zero, which is rare and gives them flexibility for future investments. Free cash flow for 2025 was a whopping $4.25 billion, up from $3.68 billion in 2024. These metrics paint a picture of a financially sound company with room to grow. Now let's tackle valuation. At a current stock price of around $125.43, Arista's market cap sits at $116.47 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is high at 47.57, which might raise eyebrows, but forward PE estimates for 2026 drop to 36.10, and even lower to 29.77 by 2027, suggesting the market expects earnings growth to catch up. Price-to-sales ratio is steep at 18.57, reflecting a premium valuation typical for high-growth tech stocks. Compared to the computer hardware industry average PE of 34.94, Arista is pricier, but their superior margins and growth justify it to some extent. For long-term investors, this valuation signals confidence in future performance, but it's not a bargain by any means. Let's break down Arista's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid. Consistent revenue growth, high margins, and a debt-free balance sheet give them a competitive edge. Their focus on AI-ready networking solutions like EOS and CloudVision positions them as a leader in a hot market. On the flip side, weaknesses include a heavy reliance on the U.S. market, which could hurt if regional demand softens. Opportunities are massive. AI and cloud computing are only going to grow, and Arista is well-placed to capitalize with their innovative offerings. But threats loom too. Competition from giants like Cisco is fierce, and macroeconomic slowdowns could impact enterprise spending. Overall, the positives outweigh the negatives, but diversification will be key. Let's take a look at Arista's recent stock performance. Over the past year, ANET is up 28.42%, which is strong, though it's lagged a bit in the last week with a drop of 8.94%. Over 5 years, the stock has skyrocketed by 627.22%, crushing the broader market and its sector. Looking at the chart, there's been some volatility lately, likely tied to broader tech sector swings, but the long-term trend is undeniably bullish. Short-term, I'd watch for support levels around the $120 mark. If it holds, we could see a bounce. Compared to the tech sector's 9.91% one-year return, Arista is outperforming, which speaks to its growth story. So what's the final verdict on Arista Networks? Honestly, this is a company firing on all cylinders. Their financials are stellar, with robust revenue growth, high margins, and a clean balance sheet. They're perfectly positioned to benefit from the AI and cloud computing boom, and management's confidence only adds to the appeal. Yes, the valuation is premium, and there are risks like market concentration and competition, but for long-term investors, ANET looks like a solid bet. I'd consider it a hold if you're already in, or a buy on dips if you're looking to enter. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments, smash that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.